Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch. We have some amazing things going on here. We're right in the middle of the self-mastery class, and it's just phenomenal. The energy's coming in, and the awakenings and healings happening in the class. Hopefully we'll be able to interview some of the people and take this out to the field. We have a sky watch ongoing, and the skies are just starting to clear up, it looks like. They're going back and forth between clear and cloudy. But hopefully we'll be able to see some ships tonight, and if we go out there and focus on it, we can open up a nice big hole, and they'll drop in on us. We've already had some things happen here. We've got some photographs inside the conference building of some pretty incredible orbs. Orbs I've never seen before that, they look like some kind of flower of life thing or something. It's real strange, the intricate patterns in these orbs. And we also have a man by the name of Stephen here that actually filmed what looks like a being to us. It looks like some kind of a being, pure energy being, that comes flying in and just drops down right in the middle of the field. It's just amazing. And then it takes off again and goes off, in another direction. And then it comes back in from a completely opposite direction and cruises right across the trees, goes right even with the trees. And you can see this thing flying along. But it's a pure energy being caught on regular video. Just amazing footage. We'll hopefully get that up on the site sometime. I don't know when. But anyway, it'd be nice to try to enhance it a little more. But it's just amazing. It's undeniable. There's some, I don't even know what to call it, to be honest with you. It's some kind of a creature or thing. I don't want to say creature. It's actually some kind of a very advanced being, like a light being coming in and checking in to see what's going on. I've got some, I'm looking at some things here that are popping up. We've got some pretty awesome events, not just happening now, but we have some future events coming up I want to talk about. We have the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference. We have Self-Mastery 2 coming up. We have the Ambassador Training classes, and we have the Teachers Training classes, as well as Camp East Eddy for kids. So there's all kinds of things coming up. We've got Kundalini workshops, and those are all on the website if you want to check that out. Just go to eastetty.org to find out about the other things going on. A lot of people here are reading the books that were written back in 82, and they're kind of having their minds blown because they're reading them back to me, and I forgot about the information in those books that were given by Kazekiel. And it talks about these times, and back in 1982, he talked about the earth changes that were coming up, talked about the banksters and their program, what they were going to do, and just kind of covers the whole enchilada, and we're right in the middle of those prophecies right now. So people were shocked. They said, when was this written? And it was written back in 1982. So we've been talking about these events that are now unfolding all the way back then. But at the self-mastery classes, we're connecting people up and really blown wide open with their own inner sensitivity. And they're experiencing these ultra-dimensional beings and higher beings and guides and masters. And some of the ultra-dimensionals are popping in to say hi as well. So it's really fun to watch people go through these changes and have these life-changing experiences. And we'll get some of those people on the line a little later. We've got, I'm having a little computer trouble here. I'm looking at my computer and it's been going haywire. I don't know what's happening, but with the, with all of the energy that it's had to undergo in the, during the workshop, it's worked really well up until now. And now it's kind of having a little bit of a brain fart here on my computer, but it's just not wanting to open up and give us some of the things I'm trying to get. Our chat line seems to be down, but So if people want to send messages or things, it's not opening up. I don't know why. Maybe I'll figure that out later on. But anyway, we've got, hopefully we can get out to the field and call on the field number. We have an ongoing sky watch and people are sitting around. Some people are in watching the movie Contact Has Begun. There's quite a few people in there watching the movie, and there's other people sitting outside waiting for it to get dark so they can do some sky watching. And, you know, they've got all kinds of camera and other gear out there that they're working with. I'm still working on getting this chat thing to open up, and it's just not opening up. I don't know what is going on here. So, you know, we'll have to, you know, just keep working on this and see if we can get, you know, get this open. It's not cooperating. But anyway, the classes here are just phenomenal. They're having some you know, major awakenings, and it's pretty much ongoing. But again, this is unbelievable that what my computer's doing right now. It's actually, everything got huge, everything got bigger on it, and it's not wanting to go back to its normal settings, and it's really having a meltdown. So hopefully the people there at the studio that are listening to the show can go ahead and hook up that line and get somebody on the other line, you know, here. But looks like we're hopefully coming online. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
Stephen.
Stephen, hey, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. I was just talking about that video that you shot. Can you give a little description of that?
Yeah. Basically, I would describe it as a kind of whitish faint orb kind of floating in from the top corner. And it just kind of casually drifts down at an angle and then settles down on the ground in the middle on the grass. And it kind of disappears. And then after a while, another one shows up on the right side of from the right side of the screen and then just kind of casually coasts the along the tree line.
Mm-hmm. And what? How could you describe this thing? I mean, it looked like some kind of a light. It didn't have any real defined characters. It you could definitely see it was some kind of an energy or light object that was cruising by. It dropped down and said hello, you know, dropped down in front of you and said hi, and then seemed to vanish, and then the other one came in. But it didn't seem to have any hard edges around it or anything, no real definition.
Yeah, yeah. It was really fuzzy, and mm-hmm. it's very distinct, especially when you play it, kind of speed it up a little bit, you can really see it, the form of it.
And maybe we do some kind of negative art or some other program with that. We can, you know, bring that out a little more.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how tampering would bring it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as far as some of the other experiences, you want to talk about a little bit about what you've been experiencing maybe in the class or something else you wanted to cover while you're on the show?
Yeah, I mean, just be on the ranch, like just the energy. It's really probably the first thing that I noticed when I got here. And then probably the other thing are just the orbs, some really, really neat-looking orbs that I've never seen before.
Yeah, that one orb the guy took has some kind of a symbol inside of it or a sacred geometry. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was very, very geometric, and mm-hmm. I think one of them was very, very beautiful blue.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be out sky watching tonight as soon as it gets a little darker?
Definitely. Yeah, I'll have my camera ready.
Great, great. Hope you can get some more footage out there. You know, right about now, right at dusk, is when you get a lot of paranormal things. And then later on at night, you get the UFOs.
Well, I'll have to get set up in here pretty quick.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anybody else that wants to come on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Rella.
Rella, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. My pleasure.
Yeah. Could you want to talk about some of the experiences that you've had while being here at the ranch?
I would love to do that. I started coming to SETI and have always been interested in my spiritual path and exploring other energies, and always knew there was more in the universe to what we were being told, and read your autobiography, and was just knew instantly that this is a place I needed to be, and started coming last year, and I've had incredible experiences ever since.
Great. Can you talk about some of those experiences, or is
it
too personal?
Oh, sure. I've had a lot of entities come and visit me. I've had experiences with Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and last fall, late summer fall, when I attended one of the mastery classes, we did quite a lot of healing, and I have had a thyroid disease for about 15 years and learned shortly before I came to SETI that the medication was no longer going to be manufactured in the United States for whatever reason, and so I was a little concerned about that, and so I was really focusing on doing healing my body, and unbeknownst to myself, as I returned home and did a routine medical checkup, my thyroid disease was gone after I had come to the ranch, and I attribute it completely to the healings and experiences that I've had here.
Great. Yeah, and, you know, it's wonderful to hear about that. It kind of inspires me to go further, and I get a lot of people that, you know, they'll come here with that intent of healing, and we get a lot of, you know, they show us before and after x-rays of ulcers disappearing, tumors just vanishing, people that were pretty much written off. You know, they came here just to see a UFO. Their last thing they want to do is actually see a UFO, and they end up, you know, getting a major healing. So it's kind of, I always say, don't limit yourself to just seeing a UFO. Why not have them work on you and see what kind of work they can do? And it's amazing what seems to keep happening here.
It is. It's amazing. And I've heard it's not only my story, but there's lots of other stories, too, amongst all the people I've met here. And amazing things happened here. The energies are wonderful, and I so appreciate you having this place for all of us to gather and experience the UFOs and the other worlds and galaxies and people beyond, and to help humanity and raise our consciousness. It's really, really important, and I am so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming and all your help, too. I always say, you know, the people that come here create these realities, and they help hold the energy, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what I'd call myself. You know, just kind of
well, I think you're a wonderful teacher and a facilitator and all those things rolled into one. That's quite a lot of role, but I know you've helped a lot of people and guided a lot of directions. So,
yeah, it's been fun. I've learned a lot from people, too.
I bet you have, yeah. The teacher learns more than the student sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm never amazed at some of the things. It's like, you know, you bring these energies in, you work with them, and then you see the physical results, and you go, wow, it, you know, it works, you know.
It does work in a very wonderful way.
It's kind of amazing, you know, the responses that are coming out of that. So you'll probably be out sky watching, it sounds like, pretty soon. It looks like it's almost getting dark.
Yep, it's almost getting dark, and the sky looks like it's opened up pretty good, so we should have an exciting night.
Great, great. We've been focusing on opening up the sky, and hopefully it looks like it's starting to do that. I can't really see from the studio here, but
just
right before
about.
I came in, it looks like the sky's starting to open.
Good.
But, well, anyway, is there anybody else there that wants to come on the show?
Yes, there is. Thanks again, James.
All right, thanks for coming on the show.
Bye-bye.
Looks like we're waiting for our next guest. The phone's probably being, walked around the room.
Come on, James. How are you? Namaste.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Glad to be on.
Is there anything you want to share with us concerning your experiences here at ESETI?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we touched upon earlier about the interest in orb formation with the sacred geometric symbol in the middle, and I was actually the one that took the picture of that.
And
the interesting thing to note is that I took about 8 pictures with the same exact orb in it, and I photographed a handful of pictures in the past, and they were always spherical in size, but this one was a hexagon with straight edges and straight lines, and it was really interesting because it was almost like the flower of life pattern inside the orb, which is a pattern that I always draw, even to this day, like on napkins or just doodling. I always draw that image, and I always draw a hexagon as well. So it's kind of interesting that it kind of showed up like that.
Yeah, there is a phenomenon that seems to be happening here, and whatever you focus on the orbs, you seem to, a lot of times they'll actually manifest, and they'll turn they'll actually turn into whatever you're focusing on there. On them, so basically, we've seen all kinds of images. You know, people will think of a heart, or they'll think of some of their image. You know, and the orb will actually, transform into that image.
Absolutely, totally wild. It's very interesting. I can't wait to blow it up.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those. Well, hopefully, we'll be able to blow those up and show them to the rest of the crew here and everybody can see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to get out in the field there. You probably got all kinds of stuff getting ready to manifest, and nobody's out there with a camera.
Absolutely. I've been here a couple times, and you always feel the giddiness, and you always feel the tingle and the anticipation to see some interesting things, and it never lets down. So for anyone who's never experienced the ranch, highly recommend that they come and experience it for themselves, because it definitely will fulfill any desire you've been wanting.
Well, glad to have you here at the ranch, and glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that wants to come on?
I think that might be all.
That's it. All right. Okay, we've got some, I've got a couple other, looks like my chat finally came up. We've got Mark from Ohio is on line 2. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, James. How you doing?
Oh, good. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, I had some news you may not have heard yet. I thought I would share with you. Dr. Richard Souder has been jailed.
Wow.
He was protesting at a Minuteman missile site at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being held without bail. And his court date, I think, is scheduled for 30 days away. So.
Wow.
I guess the New World Order is marching along pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has been very, very vocal, about all the underground facilities and everything else. So
I know. I was kind of sad to hear that. I really like listening to that guy. I hope he doesn't get in any major trouble or anything.
Yeah, once they get him in jail, sometimes they start feeding him all kinds of crazy things and every once in a while people don't come out, but we won't put that thought form out there. Can you send me an email on that?
What was that?
Can you send me an email concerning that? Because I know some people that might jump in there and work on that project.
Okay.
If you have a link or an email or something, I can shoot it out over our email list and get it out there to millions of people, and who knows, there might be there may be a protest at the jail, you know, to let him out. You know, it could be something along that nature.
Sure, I can do that.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, just sent
to
UFO James.
There's another guy I want to tell you about real quick, and then I'll get off here so other people can call in. And you might want to interview this guy for the show. His name is John R. Moore. He's a retired Special Forces guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has contacts still within the Navy. And he knows a couple retired submarine commanders that have showed him a map of the U.S., how it will look in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it shows what the U.S. will look like after the Earth changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty pretty amazing. The West Coast, of course, has several cities underwater, like San Diego and Los Angeles, San Francisco, mm-hmm. Portland, Oregon. It also shows a lot of Washington State will be underwater.
Yeah, we're up high. Luckily, we're east of the Cascades, and we're up at 2,000 feet, so we have a huge mountain range between us, you know, and the ocean. And I've looked at a lot of those maps, and luckily, we look like we're in good shape.
The thing that amazed me about this also is that the East Coast is actually worse than the West Coast.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, no, I've definitely seen that. It depends on, a lot of it depends on, there's several things at play here, and I'm wondering how they got access to that map, if they got it through certain technologies where they could actually peek into the future, or if they're just doing it by kind of an educated guess at what would happen if the Earth, you know, flipped on its axis or whatever.
Well, that I don't know, but it was pretty amazing map.
Mm-hmm.
The East Coast is really flooded. Florida's underwater. Georgia is almost completely underwater. Wisconsin will be underwater. The Great Lakes kind of merge into one giant lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mississippi River will be incredibly huge, hundreds of miles wide in some places.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that just kind of blew me away about this fellow is he's someone from the establishment completely, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a way you can send me information on that, or how I could get a hold of him, or I've got his name written down.
It's John R. Moore, M-O-O-R-E. He has a website somewhere. If you look him up on YouTube, you can actually watch his film.
Mm-hmm.
And that would probably be a good thing to see. He has a speech on YouTube that lasts, maybe an hour, and he covers a lot of this material.
Yeah. Okay. I'll definitely see if I can track him down. And you said it's John, and it's A-M-O-R-R-E?
No, it's M-O-O-R-E.
Okay, so there's no A in there.
No, it's
John Moore.
John Moore, his middle initial is R.
Okay.
R is in
rabbit. Yeah, I'll check that out. I'll look into that because I know I've seen visions of the Earth being, the whole Earth just being a mud ball, and that was back in the 80s. They were showing me visions of that, and I know things have really lightened up since then, but, you know, right now it's just kind of a big crapshoot as to what the Earth is going to do and what divine intervention is going to come in and what humanity is going to do.
You know, I've been thinking that we were going to get through this and it wasn't going to be so bad.
Yeah.
But here in Ohio, we had some major snowstorms this year.
Mm-hmm.
We had one. The first one was about 15 inches it dumped on us where I am.
Yeah.
And then the second one came about 3 days later and we got 8 inches. And then a few days later after that, we got another 6 inches.
Yeah.
And that's very unusual for here. We don't get that kind of snow here.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy here. We're having just crazy weather everywhere, it seems like. We're having winds that sound like freight trains coming over us. And, you know, we're waiting for the trees to go down again. We lost a lot of them. They had 200-mile-an-hour winds up here in the mountains, which was just insane. So it's crazy. I mean, it's on. We're in the changes right now. We can't deny it.
Well, you know, those straight-line winds we're having, too.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that concern me the most, because these winds, sometimes they're not even associated with a weather front.
Yeah.
And they're just so powerful. And John has his own radio show, and I called in one day and asked him about that. And he said what's happening is the jet stream is actually coming down to the surface of the Earth.
You know, that's exactly what I was telling the people here. I said, that sounds to me like the jet stream is dropping down really low. It's going right overhead, and it sounded like a freight train. You know, it was just amazing. But, you know, it's obvious, you know, with these huge solar winds coming out of nowhere and hitting the planet that it is going to be creating some real erratic weather.
Well, James, I will try to email you this information, and have a good evening, and I'll be listening off the air.
Great, great. All right, so let me see. We've got a couple of calls here. I'm going to go ahead and get Maury from Portland. We've got Maury on line three. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. I called a couple of weeks ago, and I guess it's been a three weeks or a month already. But
okay.
I forget to mention that I carry a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I was like awoke in 07.
Uh-huh.
And had many strange things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I just go around and I like wake people up, like see them noticing me, and
mm-hmm.
I have one of those like 20-yard, 30-yard auras.
Yeah.
So I feel a lot of people and a lot of energy. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, well, that's great. Is there anything you want to share with the audience? We've got some about 10 other callers here waiting to come on. So.
You got a busy night.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, you know, one of my things, I saw ripples, and it was just above the around the speech range, and because you couldn't hear audio coming out of the TV.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that's one reason why we're going to go to mental telepathy.
Uh-huh.
Is that our voice won't be able to project through the vibrations that are going to be happening.
Well, that'll be interesting. Yeah, I can't wait to see that one. Well, anyway, thank you for calling in. We've got about 10 other callers. I'm going to try to get some of these other ones on the line. We've got Jojo. Jojo, are you back with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, James?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually got through this time.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Oh, last week you mentioned something about, you know, when people come up to visit your ranch, it actually magnetizes you to have more of the experiences. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of give my experience on the air so people know that you're definitely the real deal. And I know there's a bunch of people that already know that. But coming up to your ranch, you know, saw a few ships up there. And then after leaving your property, went to Mount Shasta and saw tons, I think 30 one night.
Wow.
And it got to be where I was living on the central coast of California for a while. I almost could call them in at will. And you get to a point where you know we have all this help, and then you come back, okay, so what am I doing? I've seen there's this help from higher places, so to speak. Now what am I doing with my life here to kind of help? Because they're here to help. They're not here to take the whole load for us.
Yeah.
You're just here to say, hey, you got help, and this is all moving in a good direction if you guys do something about it. And it's up to you. It's your choice. So, you know, I had a great time up at your ranch when I came a few years ago, and it definitely does change your life being there, and good things start happening. So.
Great. Yeah, I'm glad that there have been so many people come up here and you know, they've seen the ships, they've experienced the energy, they went through some of the clearing processes here, or did Kunlun, and, you know, they always come back, or they usually go through a huge shift after that, and it does become a life-changing experience.
Definitely. And I do look forward to coming back and doing the Kunlun. I saw that advertised on your site over time. And how long of a process is that, just so I know?
For which, for the Kunlun? Or
Is it like an hour thing?
Yeah, you usually do the Kunlun. We do it for a couple hours, and then sometimes it actually goes into a whole weekend workshop. So it depends on what's being scheduled, what's going on at the time. Because there's a lot to it. There's a real base, simple practice that you can learn, just in an hour or so. But, an hour or two. But then there's so much more to it. You know, you could go on for a week if you really wanted to get into depth. You know, or go through, if you want to go through a teacher training seminar, those are a full week. And we have the original master up in the area here that can, he's starting to certify people and do classes. So it's great. Right.
And then when you go through the basic thing, like as a daily practice, how long is it on a daily basis? Is it an hour, or is it something that can take 15
minutes?
About
an hour, it's a good 20 or 30 minutes to an hour or so, depending on, because you can do it all day if you want. I mean, there's certain practices you can hold postures all day and have, major transformation. So it's really up to the individual.
Okay. That's good enough. Thanks for more info about that, because I was curious.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right, James. Have a good night.
All right. Take care. We're going to see if we can get back on the Skywatch line, on line one. Hopefully we've got somebody out there in the Skywatch. They've been holding on. We lost the line for a minute, and we just might be able to get it back on. But might have to call them again. They probably hung up or left the line open. But anyway, it is starting to get, the sun is starting to go down. It's still pretty light out. We can't use any of the night vision equipment yet out in the field. But there are people starting to gather out there. And hopefully before we run out of time here and the show is over, we can get back out to the field. I think Nate's out there somewhere walking around with a phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Devin.
Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Are you in the Skywatch field, or?
I'm up in the meditation room.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, up in the Kunlun room. All right, well, welcome to the show. Do you have something to share with us?
It's just my first time out to the ranch, and the workshop was nice. It's been really amazing. It ended up to synchronize on my birthday, so it's just the first time I've ever been out here, and I've really been just amazed at all the people I've met. Just seem like completely genuine, just like high quality human beings of the highest quality possible.
Uh-huh.
And what you were saying yesterday about kind of breaking through the old perceptions of what enlightenment really is, and like just hearing everyone laugh so much, and like the genuine spirit within that is really it causes you to have to kind of like break some of your old molds of what you think is enlightenment or truly the spiritual path, and that's been really good. Like, it's needed for me.
Yeah, there's so many paths out there, and some of them are very, very rigid, and when you step outside of the path, you end up judging yourself, and then you end up going two steps backwards, and it's just, some of them are just crazy. It's amazing. They're very pious. There's no fun, there's no spontaneity, there's no freedom in some of these paths, and it's just amazing how much judgment around, even what you can eat and what you can think or do, and really it's all about mastering judgment and getting beyond judgment and just mastering that loving detachment where everything's okay and getting back into your humor, a lot. It's time to laugh with the gods and the masters again, and get out of that heavy duty seriousness that's been to be laid upon us.
Yeah, man. And that's I think that's a powerful message that a lot of people need to need to turn on to, because once everyone starts laughing, like, you're just on the same page.
And oh, yeah.
You just see right into the depths of the person, you know, and you can't mm-hmm. hide anything once you get to that point.
Great, yeah. Yeah, there's some of the shifts in there and perceptions in there of what masters are and what we need to do to connect with them, and all of the heavy-duty do's and don'ts are just amazing, you know, what has been taught out there in the past. And they really want us to keep them closer, you know, to call them buds, you know, to just hang with them and laugh with them. It's just the old programs are just falling apart right now. And a lot of the programs are set up there to separate yourself from your identity, like having the guru saying, I know you don't, you need me, you know, come to me. And we take an entirely opposite approach where we put the guru back into the individual and have people make their own connections and set things up that way. It's a very empowering spirit, you know, empowering experience, you know, with spirit versus, you know, a lot of the old programs that actually disempower you.
Yeah. And I'm just really excited. Like, the energy is very strong, and it feels like I've kind of been seeking, like, and getting wrapped up in a lot of, like, what you're talking about with putting the power outside of yourself. And it's so refreshing to, like, find a group of people who are just wholeheartedly working to, like, empower mm-hmm. the individuals. And it's just, I'm really grateful that this place exists. And, like, I want to come back in the future and see how it evolves and see the ships start landing, coming down with the dance parties and the crazy
yeah.
alien instruments and stuff, what kind of music they make. It's just, like, super stoked, and thanks for putting these things on.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anybody else there with you up that might want to go on the show? Or
yeah, do you want to go on? Yep, 1 second.
Great.
Hi, James.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jana.
Hey, Jana, how you doing?
I'm really good.
Great, you sound really good.
Yeah. Can't go wrong here.
Hey, do you want to share that experience you had in the morning? It was definitely one of those.
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, now that the day has passed, it's a little bit more clear. It's so I kind of stayed in bed a little later this morning, and I'm sure with some of the listeners that you've had sort of those in-between state sort of morning times. But usually around spending some time here around events is the energy really picks up, because a lot of people bring mm-hmm. in different guides and all kinds of different energies. And I was awoken by a very hot energy in the room I was staying in, and I was awoken by the sound of a very specific frequency. Mm-hmm. that you could not possibly imitate with anything that I'm aware of on Earth, that was really very high. And it just kind of felt like a pressure over my whole body, like hands. And at first I thought it was my bedmate, but I could feel this very benevolent, very high vibrational presence. And I was pulled out of my body. And I felt very trusting. And I've had many out-of-body experiences, but not so guided. And I found myself locking arm in arm with this sort of grandmother figure-looking woman with a long gray braid. And she was holding me up because I was feeling pretty wobbly. And she basically just took me outside of the structure I was in to look around to see that all over the property was just replete with life forms, mm-hmm. like there was just so many different types of beings. And I was finding her energy very strong, and it was very challenging being out of my body. But yeah, so then I went back into my body. I woke up and I looked outside, and there was nobody out there. But it really made me, you know, realize again a lot about, you know, we're really just a breath away from this seeing the other side, you know. And I know a lot of us have seen different things, but as we all know, the veil is very thin here, and there is the ever-increasing opportunity to interact with that.
I noticed that a lot of people at the ranch here are appearing and disappearing. We're getting photographs of people that are there mm-hmm. 1 minute, and then the next minute you actually see through them, and then they just disappear. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah,
you know, they come back with some amazing stories, like of a whole other world existing right alongside of this one that they'll pop into for a little while.
Mm-hmm. And especially in that sort of sleep state, there's a lot that's possible there when our brain goes mm-hmm. into these different waveforms and frequencies. And I think that a lot of our regeneration is happening in deep sleep and this DNA reconfiguration, because, you know, the subtle mind, everything kind of goes dormant. And mm-hmm. it's a really important thing to, of course, take care of your body and get ample rest in these times, because we're going through a lot of changes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we were talking about that in the class, is that, you know, people that are stuck in a 9-to-5 job, they can't go anywhere. These waves of energy are coming in, and they're just laying people out and making people really
yeah.
dysfunctional. And you just, sometimes you just got to go lay down for a little while and adjust
yeah.
to these new energies.
Absolutely, and that a lot of us are being asked to make some, you know, what could be perceived as risky decisions so that we can align with our higher selves. And that might
mm-hmm.
not so much always fit into the structure that is intact, but
yeah.
until we make those decisions and sort of blaze that path, we can inspire
mm-hmm.
others to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's definitely. Is there anybody else there that wants to go online? I've got some other callers waiting here.
Awesome. No, that's great. I'm glad I could share my story.
Hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, night.
All right, good night. I think we've got Ryan from Washington is on line 2. Are you still with us, Ryan?
Yeah. Hey, James, I wanted to suggest that I'd really like to see some more video of the things that are flying over your ranch, especially the triangles.
Uh-huh.
I know that you put some up on your website, and there's some on YouTube, but they really could use a lot more of it out there on the internet. Especially, well, you got that night vision. I don't know. There's
yeah.
a way you can hook a camera up to it, but yeah, I just want to suggest that whoever's out there really ought to take as much as they can and post it so everybody can see it, because these things are such an important thing that
mm-hmm.
it's too bad that it's not being shared with everybody else.
Yeah, one of the problems we run
it.
Into, yeah, we don't have the technology we just now got the technology actually to be able to download these and the computer system to categorize them and everything else. And we've had some really bad weather. We're waiting for
yeah.
some clear skies. But hopefully we definitely will get the footage. As far as getting it downloaded and on the net somewhere, that's another story. You know, we need to have somebody to be able to spend the time to, you know, download it off the little mini DVDs and then edit it and then, you know, put it on a file and things like that. But
right, exactly. Well, you know, there's people out there, a lot of people that they're starting to become interested in this. I've noticed an increase in the media coverage, the less of the laugh factor. And
yeah.
it was kind of a shame, like, when Fox News came out there and the only thing they played was, like, a little tiny clip.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more that people should know about that, you know, it's kind of,
mm-hmm.
Whenever I come down there this summer, I think I'm going to try and get a couple good clips of, just because, you know, you can pass it along to so many people just by putting on the internet. But the other thing I wanted to say was I think that people should be careful when hearing these dire predictions and doomsday scenarios that come out. I've been hearing these scenarios that the world is going to, there's going to be a major catastrophe. I've been hearing that predicting that for decades and decades and decades, and nothing's ever panned out each time. So, you know, the Mayans said that the Mayan calendar is really about the end of an age and the beginning of a new one.
Oh, yeah.
a dawn of a new age. and it's not really about the end of the world. So I think that people should be careful when hearing people make these predictions, or even if they have a map from the Navy. Anything that comes out of the Navy, I don't know if you should trust.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to check into it. I want to go and check it out and find out how they got this map, and did it come from, you know, science or remote viewers, or do they have those windows? They have these technologies where you can look into the future, and even those technologies, a lot of times they're looking down one timeline, and there could be two or three different timelines going on.
Yeah.
So it does get really complicated to, you know, to unravel.
I think that you have to take it with a grain of salt, because there's a number of people that have made these similar maps. There's a lot of maps out there that people have predicted that it's going to happen, that was going to happen. You know, back in the 80s, 90s, a lot of people predicting in 90s it was going to happen, and then 95 was going to happen, and Y2K was going to happen. Each time it never happens, but people go through this period of being scared, and I just think people ought to take it with a grain of salt and not just automatically buy into something like that, because the movie Y2K is not, or the movie 2012 is it's not like that for 2012, I don't think. I stay on the positive side. I don't see this doomsday coming. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was an extreme. I think 2012 was a very extreme event.
Yeah, it was.
But at the same time, I do know that what the Mayan calendar is talking about, it is a new time and things like that. But we are moving into alignment with galactic plane, with some pretty big gravitational forces and waves coming in, and the sun is definitely responding, is going to respond to this, and the earth will respond too. And you know, to me, I really don't think anybody knows exactly how it's going to unfold, because it depends on, you know, the earth is shifting to the next phase. Some of humanity is shifting, some is not. You know, some people are choosing not to you know, go with this flow. So I think
I think that you're right. There is going to be some. We're going into the center where there's a severe what they call the rift. But I think when people have an exact map of where everything's going to happen, I think you ought to take it with a grain of salt instead of. There's a lot of charlatans out there. They're all over the place that will try and sell you snake oil if they want to. So.
Well, yeah, that's why I really.
Anyways, I'll let the other callers get on, and I appreciate the show tonight.
All right, thanks for calling in. Alrighty. On that note, definitely we are definitely moving into an alignment here with galactic plane, and with some big gravitational forces. Gravitational waves going to be hitting the planet and affecting the sun. And definitely one of the things I've seen is that the grid just isn't set up to handle this kind of energy that's going to be coming up. And so I wouldn't, depend on it to be up through the whole thing. So it's just common sense, you know, right now, considering we are going through some changes, it doesn't take much, you know, to knock down the grid. It's overloaded right now. And, anything could happen, you know, any kind of a pulse, some technology gone awry, or a solar flare, or coronal mass ejection. There's a lot of different things that could take down the grid, and when the grid goes down, the gas doesn't get pumped, the water isn't being pumped, the sewage isn't being pumped, and so it is good to just have yourself a little security pack, you know. It's just common sense to do that, is to have an emergency kit and be set up, and if you're getting a real strong message to leave a certain area, you might want to listen to that message. If it's saying, you know, if the earth in that area, the land on that area, if you're attuned to it, is saying that, you know, it's time to move, I'm going to do some cleanup here, you might want to listen to that, you know, get your own inner guidance going. But it is very important that each individual establish their own inner guidance and their own inner sensitivity and make their own personal creation connection, you might say, and listen to those messages or those impulses or feelings, you know, through these times, because, you know, basically you're not going to be able to depend on a lot of other resources outside of yourself. It's going to be the resources within yourself that are going to get you through these times. There's so much going on. But anyway, I would stay tuned. We're getting more and more information as things are unfolding. I'm seeing a three, three-way race right now. You've got Mother Earth with her destiny, and she's chosen to ascend to the next level. You know, you've got social consciousness and, you know, choosing, you know, some are choosing to move with that flow, some are choosing not to, and then you have divine intervention going on. So if enough of us wake up and start calling out for help and assistance and start changing our ways and moving in, you know, a positive direction, living in harmony with each other and the planet, then we will get a lot more divine intervention. So to me, it's like a three-way race going on, and I don't know exactly how it's all going to unfold. I don't think anybody does, but all I can do is just focus on my own personal connection with the source and, you know, share with others what information I'm getting and let them choose for themselves, you know, what they're going to experience, you know, in the days to come. But basically, I do know one thing is that we are having huge influxes of energy coming in. There's this higher consciousness and energy just streaming into the planet right now. We are definitely going through a quickening. Things are really speeding up. You'll see that the manifestation time is between consciousness and mass is accelerating. So, you know, karma is accelerating. Everything's accelerating. Even the mind calendar says we're in an extreme acceleration phase right now. So everything is being accelerated. You know, we could take the downward spiral and accelerate down that path of total greed and separation and war and division and disease and all those programs, or we can accelerate on the upward spiral and shift into, you know, freedom and health and living in harmony with each other and the planet. And it's up to us. You know, it's basically up to the individuals as to what we experience in these days to come. So anyway, my best suggestion is to, you know, get some time, get some quiet time, get out in nature, meditate, find yourself some spiritual practices, find yourself some good process-oriented therapies, you know, clean up your old emotional dramas, your old wounds and traumas, and prepare on every level, body, mind, and spirit. And don't get into fear, but just do it with loving detachment. You know, follow that inner guidance without denial. But anyway, we're out of time. I've got to sign off now. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and watch the skies. They are full of ships right now. So if you think you're alone and you've got clear skies and you don't have a lot of light pollution, just go out and spend an hour or two and watch the skies and watch all the little things zipping around up there and know that you're connected to them. So anyway, have a great evening. James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Good night.